Hello, friends, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host for the next hour as we listen to some 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. On today's program, the spotlight is pretty firmly on the dance bands of the 1920s and 1930s, but we'll hear a few outlying records over the course of the next hour as well. Let's start with a record by Chauncey Gray and his El Morocco Orchestra. This was recorded in New York City in about March of 1942 for the Liberty Music Shop label. Chauncey Gray had for some years been the pianist with popular bandleader Burt Lown's orchestra, and Gray is also credited as one of the co-composers of the popular tune Bye Bye Blues. In the late 1930s and early 40s, he led the house orchestra at the El Morocco nightclub in New York City, a nightclub that had first started up in the early 30s during the years of Prohibition as a speakeasy. After Prohibition was repealed, the El Morocco went on to become one of the most popular Manhattan nightclubs frequented by the rich and famous, supposedly. It was known for its blue zebra stripe motif that can be seen in many of the photographs documenting the dozens and dozens of celebrities who appeared there. It was located, in case you're wondering, at 154 East 54th Street, just between Lexington Avenue and 3rd Avenue. This record we'll hear is a medley. We'll hear the tunes I Wish I Were in Love Again, The Best Things in Life Are Free, and Button Up Your Overcoat. So, to start off this edition of the Shellac Stack, here's Chauncey Gray and his El Morocco Orchestra. Makes you want to order up a martini or an old-fashioned and settle back and just listen and relax. Chauncey Gray and his El Morocco Orchestra, a medley of tunes including I Wish I Were in Love Again, written by Rodgers and Hart, and then two by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson, The best things in life are free, and button up your overcoat. Recorded for the Liberty Music Shop label, record number L357, in March of 1942. And in case you were wondering, yes, the Liberty Music Shop was a real shop in New York City, a record store that also had its own in-house label, which was meant primarily to feature New York-based talent, nightclub performers, stage actors, and the like. Some interesting records turn up on the Liberty Music Shop label. My name is Brian Wright, and you're listening to The Shellac Stack, a program that brings you 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And in this next set, we'll listen to three semi-popular dance orchestras of the 1920s, starting with Irving Aronson and his Commanders. Now, the tune here is one that I like a lot, and if you've ever seen me perform, or if you know that I do play piano and sometimes perform, and sometimes my wife Yuko joins me and she sings, this is a number we like to do. It's called What No Spinach, and this was recorded June 25th, 1926. The premise here being that in the mid-1920s, ordering up health food at a restaurant was something of a, if not exactly a faux pas, it wasn't really in vogue either. People weren't particularly health conscious when they went out to eat. Phil Sachs sings the humorous lyrics. I think you'll like it. After that, we'll hear Joe Candulo and his Everglades Orchestra, a record made for the dime store Domino label, also in June of 1926. It's a tune credited to Red Nichols and George Crozier called Nervous Charlie Stomp. And we'll wrap up the set with something by the Seven Little Polar Bears, which was a group led by Harry Reeser, the famous banjo player. Tom Stacks is the vocalist on Oh, You Have No Idea, recorded May 29th, 1928, cameo record number 8244. So back to the 20s now, three dance bands, starting with Irving Aronson and his Commanders.
Thank you. What would make young Lindbergh burn his flame? Does she step when you take her out? Does she know what it's all about? Oh, you have no idea.
Just love the looseness of the band on that record, and especially the trumpet, who I suspect is Tommy Gott. That's the Seven Little Polar Bears, led by Harry Reeser. Oh, You Have No Idea is the name of the tune. Probably the best-known recording of it from that era was by Paul Whiteman's orchestra. Big Spiderbeck was in the group for that. But I think this Seven Little Polar Bears record is a lot more fun. Cameo 8244 is the label and number. It dates from May of 1928, and that was Tom Stax singing it. Before that, Joe Candulo and his Everglades Orchestra, a Domino record, number 3768, from June of 1926, The Nervous Charlie Stomp. And we let off the set with Irving Aronson and his Commanders, What? No Spinach? As issued on Victor record number 20117 from June of 1926. Well, next up on the Shellac Stack, I have a record by the Alec Wilder Octet. These records are always interesting. Alec Wilder, well known as a songwriter and later even wrote a book about popular song, in the late 30s and early 40s was directing sessions for Columbia that featured an unusual instrumentation for the time. You'll often hear instruments like the oboe. They have an interesting chamber music sound to them. This is Columbia 36188, one of Alec Wilder's own instrumental compositions called The House Detective Registers. Speaking of odd instruments in jazz or pop settings, you'll hear some harpsichord on here as well. This is from December 28, 1939. After that, we'll head to 1941 for something from Eddie Duchin at the piano, playing one of Cole Porter's well-known tunes, Easy to Love. But first, here's the Alec Wilder Octet, The House Detective Registers. ¶¶ A haunting rendition of, I think, a fairly haunting tune. It's called Easy to Love. It was written by Cole Porter, performed for us by Eddie Duchin at the piano, and recorded in December of 1941. December 18th, 1941. What would that be? Just 2 weeks after the bombing of Pearl Harbor? What must have been going on in Eddie Duchin's mind? I think it's interesting to note that the recording engineers chose to place the microphones at some distance from the piano, giving it a cavernous, spacious, almost distant sound at a time when ordinarily engineers preferred to place microphones up very close to the instruments for a very present, impactful sound. But I like the sound of that record. Before that, we heard from the Alec Wilder Octet something called The House Detective Registers, written by Alec Wilder and recorded December 28th, 1939, issued on Columbia record number 36188. In the ensemble, we heard on clarinet Jimmy Carroll. The flute was played by Eddie Powell. Mitch Miller, yes, the Mitch Miller, was playing oboe. Harold Goltzer playing bassoon. We also heard Reggie Merrill in there on the bass clarinet. We heard Walter Gross playing the harpsichord. Gary Gillis was on drums, and Frank Carroll playing bass. Up next, I have a record by, you could hardly call her a one-hit wonder. She made only one record, and I very much doubt it was a hit. This is Mae Walters, and a recording that she made for Columbia on November 10th, 1910, in New York City. I don't know the first thing about Mae Walters, except that she made only two recordings in her entire career, it would seem, and only one of those was issued. This one. The tune is called Little Boy Blue, written by Eugene Field and Ethelbert Nevin. And I go to such pain to point out that this is her only record because at that time, back in 1910, most of the major recording studios, of which there were about two, Victor or Columbia, relied on tried and true studio musicians who knew what it took to make recordings, and they had enough stamina, enough ability to rehearse and to record over and over and over again, multiple takes, often in very hot, cramped, stuffed studios. Most recording companies, again, meaning Victor or Columbia, didn't like to take risks on unknown performers or performers who didn't have much experience. It could be very costly for them. So it's interesting to me that Mae Walters had the opportunity to make this one record. Maybe she came off the Broadway stage. I don't know. Anyway, after that, we'll hear Billy Murray with the American Quartet, a Victor record, also from November of 1910, exactly 12 days later. This is The Grizzly Bear, a ragtime song by Irving Berlin and George Botsford. So, two now from 1910, starting with May Walters and Little Boy Blue.
The little boy dog is covered with dust, the Serbian song is done. The little boy soldier is red with rust, and his musket mold in his hand. I was when the little boy dog was you, and the soldier was passing fair. And that was the time when our little boy blow kissed them and told them fair. Now don't you go, here I come, he said, and don't you make any noise. So saddling up to his trundle bed, he dreamt of the pretty toy. And as he was dreaming, an angel's song awakened our little boy blue.
Grizzly.
Nice up-tempo thing from Billy Murray and the American Quartet. Grizzly Bear. I like that. Victor 16681. Recorded November 22nd, 1910. Before that, Mae Walters, who had a nice enough voice, but she doesn't seem to have known how to enunciate well enough for those acoustic recording horns. I could scarcely understand a word she sang. That was Little Boy Blue by Eugene Field and Ethelbert Nevin from November 10th, 1910. My name is Brian Wright. You're listening to the Shellac Stack. If you like what you hear, maybe tell a friend. Maybe you have some friends who would enjoy listening to the program as well. If you want to write to me, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. Feel free to send along your questions, comments, suggestions, or requests. And again, that email, shellacstack@gmail.com. Well, let's head to the early 1930s now, and a record that features vocalist Paul Small singing with Adrian Schubert's orchestra. This is a Crown 78, number 3190. I've featured Crown records from time to time. This is a record label that intrigues me because it's still somewhat mysterious. Not a lot is known about it. All the files and paperwork, I believe, associated with the label has long since disappeared. It was only active for a couple of years in the early Depression, and even though it marketed itself as something of a budget label to appeal to budget-minded record buyers, it couldn't survive the Depression. This record is from September of 1931. The song is called If I Didn't Have You. It's a nice tune. After that, Joe Reichman and his orchestra on another dime store label, Melotone Records. This from July of 1936, featuring Buddy Clark singing. It's called Me and the Moon. First up, here's Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, If I Didn't Have You.
Would be gray for me if I didn't have you. Each hour a day for me if I didn't have you. What would I live for? Tell me, what would I do if I didn't have you? No moon would beam for me when the shadows would fall. There'd be no dream for me in the nightingale's call. This lovely world would mean just nothing at all if I didn't have you. Thank you. sea and the moon, wondering where you can be. Me and the moon are lonely for your company. And I've asked the moon to find you somewhere behind a star. I want him to remind you how dear to me you are. Me and the moon are gazing through a hazy light. For all too soon, I lost you on a summer night. I'm afraid of the dawn, 'cause you and the moon will both be gone. There's me and the moon, and pretty soon there'll just be me.
Eventually, vocalist Buddy Clark would go on to be quite a celebrity in his own right, but on the label of this Mellotone 78, his name is nowhere to be found. It just says Foxtrot with vocal refrain. That's Joe Reichman and his orchestra, Me and the Moon, Mellotone record number 6-10-12, recorded in New York City, July 28, 1936. Before that, from September of 1931, we heard Adrian Schubert and his orchestra on the Crown label with If I Didn't Have You. That was Paul Small singing it. Let's continue now with three songs that all reference Dixie, the South, and Dixie was a common enough theme in popular music from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, on into the 1940s. And in this set, we'll start with Jimmy McPartland and his orchestra, a recording made in Chicago in April of 1936, a song called I'm All Bound Round with the Mason-Dixon Line. After that, we'll hear Al Jolson singing with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians from December 20th, 1932. The song is Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody, a pretty big hit for Al Jolson. This is on an interesting Columbia Archives label. The pressing dates probably from the late 1940s, I think 1947 or 48. And this is Columbia Archives record number 1. And we'll wrap up this next set with Willie Bryant and his orchestra, a Bluebird record from April 9th, 1936. The song this time is It True What They Say About Dixie? Willie Bryant is the vocalist. So three Dixie songs, starting with Jimmy McPartland and his orchestra, I'm All Bound Round with the Mason-Dixon Line. Thank you.
Tammy mine. Your little rolling stone that rolled away, strolled away. Mammy mine, your little rolling stone is home today. There to stay, I want to see your smiling face. Smile a welcome smile. I want to feel your fond embrace. Listen, Mammy mine. Rock-a-bye, your baby, with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from that heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, Mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all of the soul that's in ya. Weep no more, my lady, Mammy, sing it again for me, an old black show, just as though you had me on your knees. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only sing that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby, with a Dixie melody. Rock-a-bye, rock your little baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a little tune from the heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, Mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the soul that's in ya. Mammy, listen what they're playing. They're playing Weep No More, My Lady. Sing it again for me. And you remember old Black Joe? Lord love you, Mammy. You sang when I was on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver. Mammy, sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby, with a Dixie melody.
Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? Do folks keep on eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh, do they love, like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong. Thank you.
Well, the title of that record may have posed a rhetorical question, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it with the no. I don't think it was all true what they said about Dixie, at least not in those songs from the teens, 20s, and 30s that made it out to be just such an idyllic paradise. They kind of went a little overboard, but nevertheless, great song. Is it true what they say about Dixie? Willie Bryant and his orchestra from April of 1936. That was Bluebird record number 6362. Before that, Al Jolson with Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians. From December of 1932, Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie melody. And we led off with Jimmy McPartland's orchestra from April of 1936, I'm All Bound Round with the Mason-Dixon Line. Well, I think we have time for maybe two more records on today's Shellac Stack program. And the next one is one of those infamous party records of the 1940s. This one, well, you know, it's not as funny if I tell you the title up front, so I'm going to withhold that for now. Cocktail Party Songs is the nominal label on this, record number 303. Phil Winston is the vocalist, as Paul Wynn. After that, we'll hear something by Ted White's Collegians, a pseudonym for bandleader Lou Gold. A record featuring Scrappy Lambert singing the vocal from May of 1929, we'll hear Walking with Susie. But first, a little bit of comedy fluff. Phil Winston here. See what you think of this.
My grandpa had a long one. It nearly touched his chin. My uncle had a small one with hardly any skin. My daddy has a broad one, just like a rolling pin. But mine is big and round and fat. It looks more like a baseball bat. You never saw a nose like mine before. Noses, noses, they run my family. Some are big, some are small, some you cannot see at all. Noses, noses for over a century. Now isn't it a shame? There are no two the same. My cousin has a bent one. It really is a pip. My nephew has a short one with freckles on the tip. His stepson has a thin one, just like a horse's whip. But mine, I tell you, beats the band. My sweetie thinks it's simply grand. You never saw a nose like mine before. My brother has a big one that's always in his way. His junior has a hard one, just like a hunk of clay. My uncle has a cold one that leaks all through the day. But mine's a peach, I tell you guys, it really ought to win a prize. You never saw an O's like mine before.
Fire! 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 and Susie's holding my arm. My heart is thumping and it's thumping when I'm walking with Susie. I hit the ceiling, what a feeling when I'm walking with Susie. Although I'm choosy, Susie will do. I'm getting sappy, I'm so happy when I'm walking with Susie.
We finished off with Lou Gold's orchestra under the pseudonym of Ted White's Collegians. That was Scrappy Lambert singing Walking with Susie from May of 1929, issued on Oriole record number 1601. Before that, Phil Winston in about 1946, and a bit of comedy fluff called Noses Run in My Family, one of those party records, but I don't think this one was too blue. Anyway, that's about all for this edition of the Shellac Stack. I had a great time. I hope you did too. I hope you found something here that you enjoyed. And I hope you might consider tuning in again next time for more 78 RPM records on the Shellac Stack. Until then, thanks so much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.